Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy Picture Day. Do you guys like Pictures Day?
Yeah.
You do? I'm so glad I never have to do those again. I haven't had pictures on cell phones and stuff. Well, some people put me on Facebook and they need to pay me $5, but they don't. But you have your beautiful pictures today. Wonderful. And thank you for reading. Great reading today. It was your first time with the cross. Thank you to Wesley and where is he? Ashby. Thanks for reading. And I know you'll be doing the intercessions too. Thank you. And the singing, the hallelujah. Nice job. Well, I'm guessing we're growing with their singing during the time and continue to grow with that, which is absolutely beautiful. Today, we had an interesting reading. Was it from Ezra? Is that right? Well, good. I'm glad you guys are keeping me on my toes. There was one part in it that I thought was pretty powerful. And I want you to think about what that was, all right? It had to have been with hearing the law. Now first, because it is handy for your Bible verses.
Yay.
What do you think the law was? Remember Ezra was reading from the law. What was the law? It was this part of the scriptures. What do you think, Wesley? Not the gospel, because that was before Jesus was even born. No? The book of Moses. Wow. Okay, can you tell me, because you're correct. That's what the history believes. What books are that? Is that? What do you think? Ashley, you know? Yeah, the law of God, but there's a couple of books that in history we call that Moses. That may be a piety of history, but what do you think? Go ahead. That's one. There's four others.
Prophets.
Nope. I mean, part of it, yes, but Moses was a prophet in some way, so yes. Nehemiah was a little later. What's the first book in the Bible? What do you think? It's in the New Testament. So we're talking Old Testament, old school. What do you think? What's the first book of the Bible? You guys got that? Genesis. Okay, we did Exodus. What's the third? Yeah. Not quite. Yeah. Leviticus. And what's the last?
Numbers.
What do you think? Number five.
Numbers.
You already got
Numbers.
Yep. The Pentateuch. Yes, but the last book name is, you're correct. That's the five names. Pentateuch. Thank you, because I was forgetting that one. What's the last one? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Five, okay? Awesome work. That was the law. And possibly was written from Moses. You could have some good deep scriptural conversations about that. But, so here's Ezra. Now imagine me doing this, like Ezra, okay? Not inside, but outside. Now obviously it's a little wet today. But Ezra, do you remember, did you hear what, I think it was either Wesley or Ashby that read how long Ezra was reading from the law? How long? What do you think? Well, why so you read it, right?
Yeah.
When was it?
From daybreak
to midday. Meaning, what time does the sun rise now? The sunrise. What time? 7:30? What's daytime? Middle of the day. Yeah?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock, about that. How many hours is that? Yeah, about 4.5, 5 hours, maybe 6 hours. And they listened to the law, the Bible, the scriptures. They didn't have a Bible at that point. And here I kind of joke sometimes with our parishioners that last weekend, it was 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that I have an option. Some of the readings are the long part or the short part. I always do the long one because of that. Imagine that. All the elderly, they said, all men and women and children that could understand was listening to the law, first 5 books, in like 5 hours, 5.5 hours, maybe 6. Now that shows how important the scriptures are. And now we do have the whole Bible, right? 3,000-4,000 years ago. Like 100 years ago. So what do you think we should do with the scriptures in our own personal lives? That's my question for you today. What do you think? Yep. Zach? To read it. What else? I know you do this every week. Almost every week. Sometimes I'm eating all the time, but what else? Kindergartners, you know this. What do you do? You might give it a little treat if you do it. Some say I'm bribing you. I think it's, I'm actually teaching you, but what do you think? And Bible verses, right? You're learning Bible verses. Which that's I love that. That's amazing. Let's hear a couple from the older kids. What do we do with our scriptures?
Yep. Memorize them.
Yeah, memorize them. That's awesome.
Learn.
Yep. What else do you think? Yep.
Read the Bible.
Yeah, read the Bible. Listen to the Bible. Yeah. You know, I think that's the last thing I'll mention today is keep your ears and listen, because as us as Catholics, we have so many readings and scriptures and verses in the Mass. Now it might be tricky of times you might not know that or recognize that. But we as Catholics typically don't have the memorization of chapter, book, chapter, verse, which our brothers in other denominations are dang good with those. And we are trying to catch up with that. And our way of the scriptures is at Mass. So you might see from those that know the scriptures very well and your memorization of the verses, where they're at, you'll hear it at Mass. So it's so great to have so many of you, and so maybe new year for our school's Mass. It's such a powerful day of the week, and we're so glad to have all of you today. So please stand, and our people that are reading the intercessions can come forward at this point.